Chapter 13, Section 3, Cultural and Natural Sides of Alabama. As you read, look for the three types of schooling students may receive, ways people may practice their religion, what activities are included in the arts, the largest city-owned museum in the Southeast, term, depletion. Alabama's culture includes the beliefs, language, foods, manners, institutions, and arts of its people. In addition to a rich cultural history, Alabama offers the beauty and wonder of nature. Everyone can find some bit of the state to enjoy for recreation or relaxation. Our culture today. Some parts of our culture stay the same while other parts change, sometimes quickly. Over time, new methods of teaching and new forms of art are introduced. Even new meanings for old words like tweet change the language we speak. Food choices expand as new people bring different dishes like tacos and wraps. Education. There are 131 school districts in Alabama. More than 742,000 students attend classes in pre-kindergarten through grade 12. There are 1,547 public schools in the state, from elementary through career technical centers. The State Department of Education carries out policies set by the elected Alabama State Board of Education. There are over 70 schools in Alabama that students can attend after they finish high school. These include technical schools, community colleges, and four-year colleges and universities. Most schools in Alabama are public schools that are funded, paid for, by taxes. There are also private schools supported by religious groups or other organizations. Some students are homeschooled. Language. English is the main language spoken in Alabama. A large number of new Hispanic residents speak Spanish. Some communities and first responders have people who speak more than one language. These people can help with communication in emergencies. Religious and immigrant groups speak many other languages. Religion. Religion is important to many Alabamians today. As you travel throughout the state, you can see churches, synagogues, temples, cathedrals, mosques, and other places of worship. People may practice their religion in the celebration of holidays or the clothes they wear, the customs at weddings and funerals, or other ways to express religious beliefs. The arts. The arts are popular in Alabama. Most schools teach drawing, crafts, and music. There are piano, voice, drawing, dancing, and photography teachers in many communities. Some towns have art centers. These are places where young people can learn to make pottery, play a musical instrument, or do wood carving. There are art museums and festivals around the state where you can see paintings and other visual arts. The Alabama Symphony and the Alabama Ballet sometimes travel to the state's schools to perform. The Alabama School of Fine Arts is dedicated to teaching the arts to talented young people. Alabama is also home to a number of writers. These people may write articles for newspapers or magazines. Others write books, stories, and poems. Most schools encourage students to put their thoughts into words and write them. Young people begin to take parts in programs or plays at an early age. High schools often have departments that teach acting. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival is in a 250-acre park in Montgomery. Plays are performed in its two theaters throughout the year. Cultural attractions. No matter what your cultural interest may be, there are probably some things related to them in Alabama. You can hear symphonies as well as country and western music. You can see both ballet and hoedowns. Museums around the state have exhibits that display everything from art to mummies. One of the state's most popular museums is the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. Here you can see the Apollo spacecraft, a shuttle exhibit, and a part of Skylab. Alabama has two large zoos and a number of public gardens. The Birmingham Museum of Art is the largest city-owned museum in the southeastern United States. Alabama's true nature. Citizens today are taking a new interest in enjoying and protecting our natural environment. People are working to keep our water pure and litter off the roads. We all want to be able to enjoy nature the way it should be. Parks and recreation areas. There is some type of state or federal recreation area in most Alabama counties. Camping, hiking, and bird watching are available in four national forests. Several quiet Alabama streams are good for canoeing. Some more lively streams are exciting for kayaking. Wildlife areas provide natural homes for the state's wildlife. There are places where people can watch animals and birds go about their lives. You can see the natural life cycle of trees and wildflowers, too. The state's lakes and rivers offer fun and recreation to Alabamians as well as tourists. You can cruise along in a pontoon boat, paddle your own canoe, or zip past in a speedboat. Or maybe you just want to wet a hook. Alabama's natural environment. When American Indians first came to what is now Alabama, the air was clean. The streams ran with pure, unpolluted water. These early people were able to live in balance with the area's plants and animals. As years passed, more and more people moved to Alabama. They discovered the state's natural resources and used them to earn a living. Soil became worn out with overcropping. Mining sometimes left great scars on the land. Cities grew with the increase in business and industry. Roads were built to move people and goods from one location to another. Streams became dirty as waste material was dumped in the water. Today, many people care about the environment. Farmers have learned to cultivate without depletion, using up, or erosion of the soil. Citizens have gone to Congress and the state legislature for help. They all worked to get laws passed to help clean up pollution. Students are encouraged to get their families to recycle paper, glass, and plastic. Individuals and groups take part in PALS, People Against a Littered State, activities. One of these is the Adopt a Mile program to clean up roadsides. It is a partnership with the Alabama Department of Transportation. Projects like these help keep litter off our streets and highways. Everyone should work to keep Alabama beautiful. Our state will continue to make scientific and technological progress. Transportation and industry will continue to be important parts of our economy. Alabama is trying, however, to bring man and nature back into balance. Think it through. 1. How are public schools funded? 2. What are some types of museums found in Alabama? 3. How can you keep Alabama beautiful? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 13. After World War II and the Korean conflict, many people migrated from Alabama. But the state's population still grew during this time. In 1961, the United States began giving South Vietnam military help. That country's conflict with North Vietnam became the Vietnam War. Alabama troops served all through the 8 years of the war. Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990. The United States and other countries in the United Nations worked together to protect Kuwait. These countries got involved in a war with Iraq. The war lasted 43 days and ended with Iraq forced to leave Kuwait. On September 11, 2001, terrorists attacked the United States. They flew passenger planes into buildings. Thousands of people died in the 9/11 attacks. A group of terrorists called Al-Qaeda carried out the attacks. The United States planned to find and punish that terrorist group. This effort was called the War on Terrorism. The hunt for the terrorists led American troops to fight in Afghanistan. That country's Taliban government had shielded Al-Qaeda. The United States and its allies overturned the Taliban. Mike Spann from Winfield, Alabama, was the first casualty of this war. The war in Afghanistan became the longest in U.S. history. Operation Iraqi Freedom began March 20, 2003, to rid Iraq of the dictator Saddam Hussein. The Allied troops looked for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Troops and weapons from Alabama were a large part of the war effort. In 10 years, the population of Huntsville grew to more than 7 times as many people as before. It grew so quickly because the space and rocket industry came to Redstone Arsenal. NASA opened the Marshall Space Flight Center in 1960. Work in Huntsville produced the Jupiter C and Saturn rockets. The center also worked on the Lunar Roving Vehicle, Space Lab, and the Hubble Space Telescope. The culture of Alabama has changed as the world has changed. The immigrant population in the state has increased. The growing number of Hispanic citizens has added new sounds, tastes, and sights. The African-American population in the state dropped in the years between 1950 and 2010. Religion has remained a strong influence in Alabama. The arts are appreciated and practiced all over Alabama. The state has many festivals and museums that display and celebrate art. Alabama is working to improve the environment. Citizens and the government work to clean the air, water, and soil of pollutants.